Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. Another raining morning, because that's just this week, but it's going to be sunny this afternoon. 21 degrees is for the high, and hey, look at that. Tomorrow and Saturday look great. Sunday's going to be a cozy day, guys. It's going to be a catch-up on Netflix day.
Don't mind it.
It's going to be a cuddle day.
Every day is a cuddle day in my world.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Are you a good cuddler?
I'm gangly. So
I bet you are.
I'm really good at wrapping my arms around you.
That's good. You need that, right? Yeah. You need somebody who's really willing to pull you in. Now, it's going to be a fun show. We've got two opportunities for you to get on the staycay or vacay standby list. And what that means is you're going to have to make a choice after you win $250 instantly. Is it Harry Styles in New York or is it $5,000 cash? Doesn't matter to us, but I know it will definitely matter to you. Now, text winning your name to 999. We'll make that happen. And let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
83% of people claim they'd keep it a secret if they won the lottery, which is why I want to tell you guys something. I want a free play.
Yeah?
Ooh. So I'm not part of that 83%. I'm now letting you in on my life.
Okay. Well, okay. Thank you.
Jax, what about you?
You ever think to yourself, I'm a horrible partner?
Oh, yeah.
This morning, I woke up Michelle before I went to work so she could kill a mega centipede. I woke her up from the wreck. I saw a mega centipede by the door. I couldn't leave the house.
Mega.
I have no bravery.
And you woke her up for that?
And I woke her up to kill it. Yep.
No.
Yep.
Why didn't you bother the raccoons that have been blocking your egg? Yeah. They
no,
could have taken it.
I have no business doing it, and I wasn't going to leave. I'd be late for work. So I'm a bad partner. I'm sorry, Michelle. Hopefully you're sleeping
wow,
again.
Wow, you are a bad partner. Producer Leah, what's going on?
Well, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle are apparently teaming up for this ultimate comedy show in London in September. And that begs the question, could this be the ultimate comedy show of all time? In my opinion, yes.
Wow, that's a heck of a lineup.
Yeah.
I'm curious if Chris Rock actually starts to talk about the Will Smith stuff.
Yeah, I wonder.
Eventually, I think, yeah.
Yeah, because he did talk about it, right? But it's sort of like, how do you talk about it if it's still like sitting in your gut? You know what I mean?
Processing.
Yeah, so you're going to love this. Toronto is getting the Mean Girls musical. I'll tell you what that means for you. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What a great movie. From like start to finish, that is one of the best movies ever.
Timeless, man.
Timeless. Yeah, so funny and so very, like they nailed going to school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they did.
So Mean Girls, the musical, is coming to Toronto. And it is based on the movie. And it was also written by Tina Fey.
Yes.
So you know it's going to be funny.
Yes.
And it's going to be kind of a full circle moment because obviously the movie was partially filmed here. I dated somebody who went to the high school.
School,
that was,
yeah.
And I think she was there while they were filming it.
No way.
Like, yeah, because she would have been like super, like grade 9 or something like that. So it's kind of neat, right? And it'll be at the Princess's Wales October and November. But I don't know. There's something about that movie that just sticks.
Yes.
No matter how much time goes by, you're like, that's still relevant.
It's like Bridesmaids, where it's still funny. Like, it's one of those, like, female-led, female-written comedies that just hits every time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So there's a lot of, like, a lot of stuff about that movie that I hope makes it in the musical. Because here's the thing. When you do a musical, it's sort of, you have to drop some of the, like, the weird jokes. Like, there's the guy, the principal who always has carpal tunnel syndrome on his right hand. And it's like super weird, right?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's going to make it in.
It should.
But I'm wondering, you know, because I've seen Book of Mormon. I was like, how are they going to make this funny? Like, I've never seen a really funny musical before. And that, it was hysterical.
Really?
Oh my God, it was funny. Yes.
The encouraging part is Tina Fey is behind it, right?
Yes.
I remember a couple of years ago, I saw The Office musical.
Oh.
And it was okay.
Really?
It wasn't great. Because you go in with such high expectations. Yeah. And like, I don't have a personality. I just like watching The Office. So I was really, really pumped for it. Yeah. And it was at like some small theater in the city I had never heard of. It was basically a high school auditorium. And the show was fun, but you have such high expectations.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Mean Girl seems like it could disappoint you because it has such a cult following.
Yeah.
It's so quotable. It's such a part of all of our childhoods and growing up and our lives. And there's a lot of room there for disappointment.
No, don't do that to me, TJ. It's going to be good. It's got to be good.
Being a realist.
I don't think that they can miss. I also am here to inform you that tickets are not on sale yet, but I'm now connected to a newsletter. I'm ready and waiting. I need this to be good.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so the new Sex and the City series, which isn't called Sex and the City.
No,
it's called And Just Like That, because the creator of Sex and the City was like, no, you can't use the name. So they use And Just Like That, and they bring back all the characters, and it's bad. Now, they want to bring Samantha back, officially.
Oh, good. That'll save it, right?
Well, I mean, here's the problem, is that Samantha, in the original series, I think, she's like the lightning rod character, right?
Yeah.
All kind of roads lead through Samantha, where she's kind of the one pushing the boundaries. She's the one with a lot of controversy, and a lot of the conversations react to what she says.
And her wild life. Yeah.
100%, even though it's quote-unquote based on Carrie. Yeah. Carrie's kind of boring. Yeah. And so are the other two. So what's sort of hilarious is that, you know, Kim Cattrall has said, I am done.
Yeah.
I am not doing this again.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you read that headline, you think, well, they must have offered her a lot of money.
Yeah.
They didn't. They want to continue her character by use of text message.
So if you've seen the first season, Carrie is speaking to her because they have kind of a rough relationship. Samantha's living in the UK, apparently, and they're not really talking, but by the end of the season...
Because Carrie fired her as her PR agent or something.
Yeah, there was some beef happening. But by the end of it, they were corresponding through text messages. So I guess they're just going to continue that storyline where they're talking through text. Honestly, and you guys know how much I love this show, the revamp... And Just Like That was one of the worst things that I've ever seen. And bringing Samantha back would be, like, in person, on screen, would have been the only saving grace. And it's not happening. I'm upset.
It's toast. It's dying.
I was surprised that they went with the season two. Like, at the end, I thought it was limited series. Like, while I was watching it, hate watching it, but still watching it, I thought it was just going to be a limited series. And then they announced season two.
Well, they kind of made it seem like it would be a limited series, but they often do that just to see how it goes. But there's no way, the way it ended, that it wouldn't have been a season two, right? There was no... pretty little bow that they wrap it up on, right? Yeah. Normally they do that. So
also, I can't imagine that they bring her character back by way of text message in a graceful way, like in a way that seems natural and it works. It's going to be really just shoehorned,
jarring
in
a bit. Yeah.
Like something bad's going to happen to Carrie, and then all of a sudden her phone's going to go.
Oh, look at this message. Can you believe Samantha said this?
Whoa,
this is crazy.
That's crazy.
And then it's an audio message. My enemies are following me.
Listen,
send me money.
It can't get any worse than the Mr. Big ending of this last season with the allegations. So listen, anything's better than that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, it's fitting that we played Harry Styles there because you could be going to see Harry Styles in New York.
Yes.
But you got to choose to reject $5,000 first. That's how much you need to love Harry.
For an experience of a lifetime.
That's right. Staycay or vacay, $5,000 or Harry Styles in New York. The choice is yours at 7 o'clock. Text win in your name to 999999. Now, Jurassic Park opens this weekend. And I am, for one, very excited about it because I like dinosaurs.
I didn't watch the last one.
It was bad, good.
I have a hard time watching Chris Pratt make a velociraptor his best friend.
It was bad, good. What I mean by that, it was a bad movie, but you're like, you still walk away and go, nah, it's like Transformers. It's like, it's bad.
Yeah, okay.
I'd watch another. So, and the reviews, by the way, for this movie are not great.
Is Chris Pratt in the new one?
They all are. And in fact, they bring back the old cast.
Yeah, that's the one part that kind of makes me want to come back a little bit.
Jeff Goldblum
Sam Neill,
and it's huge, right? Yeah. It's exciting to have those three back.
Laura Dern
is back as well.
Yes.
Now, do you guys remember the first movie? And there is the scene where they go back into the park, and the two kids are hiding from the raptors in the kitchen.
But they're eating Jell-O before that.
That's right, and you can feel the Jell-O that's moving, right? You remember that scene? Right?
I've never seen Jurassic Park.
You've never seen Jurassic Park?
I've never seen Jurassic Park.
Oh, Jack!
My brother was a huge Jurassic Park fan. I've still never seen it.
It's like saying you've never seen the sunset.
No.
I was a huge Jurassic Park fan too. Your brother and I would have gotten along.
It's too spooky for me.
Okay, so the little girl in that scene who's got to be like 12.
Yeah.
Is now 40. Oh. She walked the red carpet last night and people were like, Oh my God.
You're a woman.
you are a mother.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I mean, everything, she's cool. Like she's an artist now and she's not really in acting. She's like, I would, but she's like, it's not like something that I need to do or whatever. I think she's made a ton of money from the original Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like,
she's fine.
You know, because they all make a little bit of that, whatever the money is.
Residuals.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she said, acting is always going to be something that's in my blood. It's more that my interests have really been taken by visual art and oil paintings. If a really interesting role came along, though, and found me, I would be thrilled to do it. She never left the business, but she just said, you know, that's sort of her thing. But she is 40, and I just... Jax, you don't get to make that noise because you don't even know who we're talking
about. It doesn't matter.
You don't get to go, if you've never seen the movie.
It doesn't matter who it is. If they were young once and now they're old, it makes me feel old. Mm. Okay?
I want to know what's the role that's going to get her out of retirement. Because she said it would take something really special. So what is it?
Yeah, honestly, if it's not the new Jurassic Park, what is it then?
How do you follow up Jurassic Park?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe Transformers.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Active TO might be calming down in the coming weeks. Good. You know Active TO, where they do a bunch of road closures and just make it open for cyclists and so you can be more active. They've been doing this since the beginning of the pandemic. Well, Mayor John Tory says he's received a ton of complaints about it, and it's actually been pretty bad lately. The City of Toronto's data shows that in 2021, suggested travel times on the Gardiner Expressway and the Queensway were double or even sometimes triple on active TO weekends versus regular days. And keep in mind, that's 2 years old.
Yeah.
So imagine what it's like now when the world's opening back up again. It's a bit much. Tory said that there's no plans to get rid of the program entirely, but they have to factor in the balance between traffic flow and cyclists going forward. I live in the area of like Etobicoke where it shuts off the Gardiner, or not the Gardiner, pardon me, the Lakeshore.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gardiner's a mess. People flow into the Queensway.
Yeah.
But the Queensway is under a lot of construction, so it's only down to one lane in certain areas. Jeez. And it's just becoming a nightmare. I saw a tweet that said it took somebody 3 hours to get from High Park to Leslieville.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Which, in a normal world, would take you, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, shouldn't be that long.
It's wild.
And also, I mean, the whole point with Active TO was to keep people distanced while they exercised because there was no gyms open. And obviously, you had that two-meter rule or six-foot rule or whatever. Yeah. That's not here anymore. There's lots of room for both.
Let's move on.
We can do both.
Yeah.
There's got to be a balance there, right? A new study says your partner is judging you when you snack. A new poll of 2,000 people found that 69% of people judge their partner's snacking habits, but 69% of people also feel judged by their partner. Half of people said that chowing down on too much junk food was one of their own worst habits.
Huh.
And other red flags include mindless snacking, being a picky eater, and eating too fast. I eat far too fast.
Yeah.
I just inhale everything that's in front of me. Is Britney Spears getting married today? According to TMZ, she might be. Britney and her fiancé Sam Asghari might be tied to
knot.
Good for them.
So lovely.
That's great.
Yeah,
TMZ normally knows before you know, so that's pretty good. They said unnamed sources close to the singer say they are going to have a very exclusive and very small guest list of, get this, 100 people. Get out of here. There's been no confirmation on social media, but a lot of people have been like kind of keeping their eyes peeled on it. So it's either happening today or we're going to ignore that this conversation happened tomorrow. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're talking about the most grievous injuries you've ever suffered in bed. After Adam Sandler took a phone to the eye in his own bedroom. he was, I guess, essentially, his sheets were too tight.
Yeah.
He tried to reach for his phone. They tightened up, and it flew up in the air and hit him in the face.
That's why staying at hotels is so upsetting sometimes.
Dangerous.
Because they really tuck them in the hotels.
They got clips underneath. They're like, these sheets are staying tucked.
Good luck
hospital
getting out. Some text rolling in from the 416. Went to pull the bed sheets up, and they were too tight as well, and my hand came up, and I punched myself in the face.
Oh,
It'll get you.
I have done that. I've done that with headphones here.
You clip yourself in the eye.
Sometimes here we like race to put our headphones on, and we just get hit in the mouth. We also have these, it's interesting, our microphones, I don't know if you care about this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, our microphones sit on these things that are supposed to prevent you from like knocking them. Like if I hit the microphone there, It's supposed to stop that noise from happening if you're moving your microphone around. But they're really sharp, and sometimes in the middle of a break, you'll catch your nose on them, like the inside of your nose, and then our eyes are like watering the rest of the break.
It's so sharp.
It's very sharp and
it's
dangerous.
Like a knife.
Can draw blood. From the 519, not me, but my friend in university tore his ACL in bed.
Ooh.
He basically had to recreate the position he was in when it happened because no one believed him. And I said, was this during sexy times? And they said, yes, it was. I'm sure you can let your imagination run wild on that. From the 519, my husband moves around a lot when sleeping. And he flails his arms quite a bit, and he punched me right in the face one time when I was sleeping.
Okay, I did that to one of the first times I stayed over at Natalie's place. I did that to her.
Yeah?
I roll over, but I roll over like I've just fallen out of an inner tube behind a boat, and I'm just flapping in the wind. Yeah, yeah. So I basically backhand slapped her in the face, and she went, ow! And I was like, I wasn't even awake for it. So I had to hear the story after because I didn't actually remember doing it.
A stud in the night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A stud in the night.
Dangerous person.
Last one from the 647. I am tall. My feet slip between the footboard and the mattress while I sleep. I ended up twisting both ankles jumping out of bed. Just my luck.
Oof.
Yeah, that's...
Oh.
That would suck.
Oh.
That doesn't
I've
feel
never
good.
Heard of that.
Also, get a bigger bed.
Wow.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Oh, God. A Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard courtroom notebook is for sale on eBay. Actually, it did get sold yesterday. So there was a guy named Larry Foreman who was sitting in the court taking notes during the trial, around 20 pages per day. And obviously the trial was almost a month long. So he says it contained reactions from jurors that weren't picked up on the cameras.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of notes for the trial. Sold for $14,969.
Damn.
Okay. Here's the only cool part about it is he's donating the money to a children's hospital Los Angeles. So at least it's not totally greasy, but ooh.
Yeah.
It makes me want to take a shower. Did you see the video yesterday of the teenager who set the world record for the fastest time solving 3 Rubik's Cubes while juggling them?
No.
No.
Yeah, he's 19, and he did it in 4 minutes and 31 seconds. And the previous record was 4 minutes and 52 seconds, held by the same guy.
Incredible.
Think about what you've accomplished in your life. It means nothing compared to this.
Wow.
Your proudest accomplishment.
Congratulations, sir.
Hey, there's a rumor that Taylor Swift is preparing for a tour next year. This is a wild ride, so buckle up. A woman named Megan Wilgus on Twitter shared a conversation with her and her mother. Her mother explains that her dad's boss is mad at Taylor Swift because he had planned an event at a football stadium in Atlanta, and Taylor Swift bumped him.
Okay.
Now, here's the only part of the story that really gives the text conversation some credence. You get anybody else on Twitter says this, you're like, yeah, right. But apparently Megan is a verified reporter and news anchor out of Portland.
Oh.
So that's why people are saying, yeah. This can't be made up. This is legit.
Damn. Well, listen, it's about time. There's a lot of... How many... So there's been like 2 or 3 Taylor's re-releases.
Yeah.
And then there was Willow part 1, part 2, right? Like whatever that...
Folklore,
yeah. Willow's the song.
Yes. There's honestly, Adam, there's too much to keep up with her.
A lot.
And she has a lot of different song names.
It's basically she's going through her Justin Timberlake Man of the Woods stage right now.
Yeah.
And it's fine, but it's a lot of plats.
Like Featherton part
100%.
1. Like what?
I'm fairly certain this would be her first tour since 2018, 2019.
Been a while.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, a brand new Ghosted for you. It's delicious too.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, everybody say hello to Matthias.
Hey, Matthias.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're excited, except not for you. I know you're on Ghosted, and you seem like a great guy. So let's talk about your situation with Dorothy, why you're here, and why you think you might have been ghosted. Start from the beginning.
So unfortunately, honestly, guys, I just got out of a pretty long relationship, and I definitely need your help. I really don't know what I'm doing out in this new world of dating and technology. So, yeah, I'm kind of in the woods here.
Right. And you know what? That's okay. We all understand what it's like. It's a little bit tricky and difficult, whatever.
Yeah.
Explain how you met Dorothy and how that all went.
Sorry. One of my first dates from Tinder, I was actually surprised at how well it was going and it was actually working out. We've been dating for a little bit about of a month now. Pretty consistent. We got on a bunch of dates and outings, and she just I don't know, stopped messaging me out of nowhere, and I called her once or twice, but no call back. I'm half worried about her, but I really don't know what's going on.
Was there anything that could have led to this? Like, did you have a fight? Did you have a disagreement?
Anything get weird?
Did you espouse any weird political views?
Oh, yeah.
No, not at all. In fact, I really wanted to impress her, so I put a lot of planning into these dates. They were pretty unique. Every time we went out, each of them kind of had their own theme. I'm not sure what happened. Like I said, I've been out of the game for a while, so maybe this is totally normal, and maybe I tried too hard or something. I really don't know.
Damn, you put way more effort into dates than I do.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Themed dates. What?
We'll figure it out.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and when we come back, we're calling.
Okay, cool.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Hey, so if you've missed it, you've missed Matthias, who seems like a really great guy. Matthias just got out of a long-term relationship. He was dating somebody named Dorothy, who he met on Tinder. He was theming all the dates, which is way more effort than I can say I've ever put in.
Yeah, you're making everybody look bad, man.
Yeah, but she still ghosted you, and this is sort of a first for you.
Yeah, I didn't even know what that term meant until recently, actually.
Right.
Well, it's customary in modern dating now that when you do get ghosted, you call radio stations.
100%. Right. Yeah. You did the right thing.
Yeah.
Matthias, we're going to call her, and I know that you're relatively new to our show because you hadn't even heard of Ghosted, but basically how this works is we call her, you're listening on the phone, and what happens is usually they give a very honest answer if they give us an answer. I just want you to be prepared that this answer could be harsh, so are you sure you're ready to hear it?
Yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate honesty.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Then let's make the call to Dorothy.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dorothy?
This is Dorothy. Who is this?
It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. What's up?
Hi. Yeah, it's me, TJ.
I left.
Making it very awkward for her calling us out of the blue. Hey, Dorothy, we want to ask you a question. It's a bit invasive, but we swear it comes with good intentions. And it's about Matthias. We understand that you ghosted him. You put a lot of effort into the dates and that sort of thing. We just wanted to know if what happened.
Yeah. How do you know that?
But
I ghosted him.
We have sneaky ways.
We're omnipotent.
Okay. Well, I guess the truth is Matthias gave me the ick. So I can no longer look at him the same way.
TikTok ick.
Yeah, the ick.
Okay, can we just explain this for people who don't know what the ick is?
So the ick is, as I understand it anyway, is something little that somebody does that just drives you crazy and you're like, I can't take this person.
Can't do it anymore.
All right.
Exactly. It's something a guy does that you can't unsee.
Okay.
And he did it on our last date, and now I am no longer attracted to him anymore.
So
that's it.
Anytime I've ever eaten spaghetti on a date is probably giving the girl the ick.
Yeah, it might be.
Now so what was it? What was it?
Okay. We went out for Italian food on Friday, and he blew on his food.
Are you not supposed to do it?
Gross. That,
what?
Not for me.
Because it was hot.
Yeah.
How do you feel about birthday cakes?
That's different. But this was hot food, and he blew on it. So that is a huge turn off, and I just cannot see it.
That's a weird one. That one's really bizarre.
I have never heard of this.
No,
What was it about the action of blowing on the food that you did not like?
It was just gross. It was big and loud and, like, you know.
Did he pucker?
Yes, he puckered. He puckered his whole lip. Blew on it.
Okay.
But, like, okay, you have to understand that even by ick standards, this is a relatively minor infraction. Was there anything else? Like, was there, oh, there was. Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's find out all of his flaws.
Yeah, I didn't like, he sneezed, and he was way too loud, like, so loud. It was very off-putting.
He was living.
So that's
true. I've scared my dogs with how loud I sneeze. Okay.
People have to sneeze, though. You know that, right?
People really enjoy sneezing.
So, is there anything else?
Yeah, actually. He uses way too many emojis when he's texting.
Okay, I don't like that. I agree with that.
I've got
like
the
ick. I've heard that before.
Okay.
I've gotten the ick from that as well.
Okay, here's the thing, Dorothy. Matthias is on the phone listening, and I want to bring him on. I'm sorry to do this to you, but Matthias, could you please come on and...
Explain why you blow on your food when it's hot?
Yeah.
Hi, Dorothy. I've heard a ton of reasons why people ghost, but sneezing loudly is a new one for me.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, all of these things can be adjusted, to be honest with you. If you don't want me to blow on my food, I'll eat it when it's cooled down on my plate. And I don't have to put emojis in my text messages. Those can go out.
Oh,
I'll just go somewhere if I need to sneeze. I can just walk into the next room.
What are you doing here?
Really, yeah, not a big deal.
The other thing is you also wear flip-flops, and I don't like that. And you have long arm hairs.
Matthias.
And I also don't like that. And you okay, look well, just a little bit like you have hat hair.
Okay. Matthias, it sounds like her list will keep building.
Yeah.
So maybe you shouldn't, you know... Okay.
You know what? I think it's the reality is sometimes people are not attracted to other people. Is that fair?
Yeah.
And no, you go through every reason it can destroy their... Okay, sure. It's the ick, but that's what it's led to, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think you're being too specific.
Yeah. Stop it.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, so listen, like how about we end the call here? You both seem like pretty good people.
One more than the other.
And I think it's best that we not get into the details anymore. But Matthias and Dorothy, we wish you the best going your separate ways. I'm not even going to ask if you're going to reconnect because not going to happen, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you guys finding out.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Listen, sometimes it's okay if somebody picks little things about you that they don't like. And I'll tell you why. Because if they don't address them early, then one day you're brushing your teeth next to them and they go, I don't like the way you brush your teeth.
I hate the way you breathe.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And we got a text here from St. Catharines. Hey, I yell at my husband for sneezing so loud. I should have reassessed before marrying him. That is annoying. Listen, I don't know if everybody is a Dorothy or whatever, but I think at the end of the day, when we do pick these things out of people, I think it's because you're just not attracted to them and you're looking for excuses.
Listen, I'm the very, very neurotic one on the show. And even I thought this was a bit much from Dorothy's end.
Yeah, it was.
Like, let the guy blow on his food before he eats it. I'm sure he just doesn't want to have the roof of his mouth burned when he tries to give you a little kiss.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is Britney Spears getting married today? According to TMZ, Britney and her fiancé, Sam Asghari, are tying the knot. They say unnamed sources close to the singer say they're going to have a very exclusive and small guest list of about 100 people. Okay, and we just read that her family aren't even going.
They are not invited.
Which is shocking, right? You know?
I mean, they've been so good to her.
Yeah. For years.
Yikes.
No confirmation yet from Spears or Asghari, but keep your eye on social media, and if you see wedding photos, I told you so, and if you don't, well, we're never going to have this conversation again. ActiveTO might be calming down in the coming weeks. Mayor John Tory says he's received a lot of complaints about ActiveTO. Now, if you don't live downtown, let me explain it to you. At certain points in the city, throughout the summer, they shut down major roadways to make it more accessible for bikes and walking and that type of thing. The main goal behind it was during the pandemic, give people a chance to get out and social distance and all that fun stuff. It's making a little bit less sense now that everything's basically opened back up and the roads are way busier. In fact, they're saying that during weekends when ActiveTO happens, traffic on the Gardner and the Queensway and all the major roadways triple in some places.
Okay.
So it's, you know, you understand the benefit of it. I just think that maybe timing-wise, it's probably not great. So they're going to look at finding a good way to make everybody happy here. He says it's not going away, but it's definitely not sticking around in its full capacity. And Lululemon has launched a line of breathable workout hijabs. It's a whim for inclusivity in athletic wear. This is actually really cool. The first style is called the performance hijab, and Lululemon says it's shaped to easily fit under your shirt with its pinless over-the-head design that stays put when you're working out. Only costs $42 too, which is great. So it's nice to see inclusivity in workout clothes.
Yeah, Nike did this. Under Armour did it a couple years ago. They sold out within seconds, so hopefully they make more.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Shannon Burns, winner of the Alan Waters Young Broadcaster of the Year Award.
That's right.
In honor of Steve Young. I just want to say she's taking over next. Shannon may not have talked about that on the air, but we will. Shannon
Was named the best young broadcaster in all of Canada in radio a couple days ago.
Very well deserved.
An award winner on our station, guys.
It's pretty cool.
Do we have to start calling her award-winning Shannon Burns?
I think we do.
Yeah, she has to put it in her profile, award-winning broadcaster.
Yeah.
Just to let people
know.
Business
Burns.
They got to know. Business now, Burns. Who's the star of the show, Producer Leo? Oh, I got to turn your mic on. Sorry about that.
We'll be winning that award, will you, Adam?
That's why he hasn't. Shannon is obviously a star in our eyes and should be in yours as well. But I also want to say all of those who qualified for the stay-kay or vacay,
yeah.
Because
yes.
Tomorrow we will be announcing the grand prize winner at 7 a.m. And they're going to have to make a really tough decision.
Is it $5,000 or is it him? $5,000. Him. Your choice. Tomorrow. 7.
Love Ciao. You.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.